Some pointers for the new ham coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with the rain report for October 20th.
It used to be when you turned the radio on and you came to Ham Bunching 20 years ago, you couldn't get a word in edgewise. Every repeater was busy. People were talking. The intermod was tremendous. Now you hear nothing on the radio, and everyone's on the cell phones. What's that all about?
The voice of veteran public service participant and inveterate contester, Mitch Stern, W1SJ, a perennial speaker at the Dayton Hamvention. While you may not agree with everything he says, his forum talks are a wealth of useful pointers for the new ham. His presentation at the 2017 Hamvention was no exception.
I'm Mitch. I'm W1SJ. I've been doing this particular talk for a number of years because I'm a contester. I talk to a lot of people throughout the year, usually about 7,000-8,000 people every year. And a lot of them, like, don't know what they're doing. Bust their own call sign. Phonetics, what are those? Those types of things. So maybe years ago I said, well, maybe if I taught people how to operate, I would increase my rates when I'm contesting. So I always have, like, kind of this selfish reason why I do things. You know, I'm going to get some benefit out of this. So that's what we're going to talk about. But it's more than just contesting. It's just operating. And a lot of hams really don't operate much at all. Why should we be better operators? I don't have to be a better operator. I want to be a bad operator. Well, first of all, if you're a good operator, you get more enjoyment. You talk to more people, and it's easy. You're not sitting there struggling. Gee, I don't know how to talk to anybody. You know, I always have trouble making contact. And you make more contacts, obviously. We are looked up to as the radio experts. You know, they're talking about, like, on the media here around Dayton, you know, all these radio experts are coming in here. They're going to teach us how to do amateur radio. They're going to save the day when there's a disaster. Well, we better know what we're doing because that's what we're supposed to be doing. If we get on there and we can't program up our Baofeng, what does that say? It says we maybe should have learned about that when we bought it. Hams have a public service mission. When all is said and done, at the end of the day, public service is really the most important aspect of amateur radio. It may not be our most popular one, but it's the most important one because that's how we shine to the public. That's how we justify all those great frequencies that we have. And we need to be better to teach the new hams. Who teaches the new hams how to do it? So you certainly don't learn it from the license manual. They just ask you a bunch of questions, right? We have to kind of show them, like, how it's done. So, what's the most important thing about being a great operator? Turn a stupid radio on. How many hams you know have call letter plates and the whole thing, it says ham radio on the side of the car and no radio in the car? What's the use of having call sign plates if you don't use your call sign? Or if you have the radio in your, well, it's broke, I need to fix it. Or it's the wife's car. I'm not using the radio because it's the wife. Well, you know, I use the radio in the wife's car. I just put it in there when I use it. She doesn't like it, but I do it anyway. I had a whole HF station going in her car once. I just didn't show it to her. You're not going to make any contacts with the radio off. If you can, that's a good thing. I mean, you're pretty good at it, but really, you're just not going to do that. You need to have the station on. You need to leave it on and lose the stupid cell phone. Cell phones are, like, for business and for dealing with families and stuff like that. When you're on the radio, I don't want to know from the cell phone. Constantly I'm talking to people. Well, hold on a minute. I got to take this call. If it's important, like for work, it's one thing. But people give out their cell phone numbers to everyone. And then they never have time to do anything else. I don't give my cell phone number out to anyone. You know, it's don't bother me. Call me when I'm home. So one of the techniques we use, listening is the number one skill. If you can't listen, you can't have the conversation. That's what is really important. I talk to a lot of people. Oh, yeah, name's Mitch, and this is my QTH, and What'd you say your name was? What'd you call? And like, I hate that. It's like, yeah, oh, I got to go. I don't like repeating myself. And, I mean, I know I'm full quieting into the repeater, so it's not a thing where the signal's just noisy. If you're not paying attention, then you have to be able to speak. And a lot of people just really can't do that all that well. And maybe that's why they should become CW operators. Some people are hampered by things like regional accents. out here in the Midwest, you kind of like, you know, have that slight drawl and kind of don't accentuate things. Whereas back east, we talk like rapid, staccato, high-speed type of data type of thing. You have to be able to be understood by everyone. So I'm in a contest, and I work a guy in Georgia, and I'm in the sweepstakes where you give that whole bunch of stuff, right, in sweepstakes. And he goes, whoa, slow down there. That's too fast for me. And I got to, like, slow it really down. Meanwhile, I'm, like, losing 3 and 4 contacts in the time it takes me to make this one contact. But that is his copying speed. So to make the contact, you have to have the right baud rate. Otherwise, it doesn't work. If you are on CW, and you should be, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, make sure you key properly. Use a keyer memory. If you're going to send with a hand key, make sure you can send your call sign right each and every time. So a guy will send me a call sign. It doesn't sound right. And I'll say, okay, send it. I'll say repeat, AGN again. And he'll send me the call sign, but it'll be slightly different. Now I'm not sure. I said, okay, let's go best 2 out of 3. So I give him again, and then it's yet a different call sign. So now I don't know what the heck it is, you know, and like it just takes a long time. And that's just a call sign. So that's why you either use the keyer, you know, where you just push the button and it does it perfectly every time, or if you're going to do it by hand, which sometimes I do, you better be good about that and don't mess it up. Be a master of the frequencies. What that means is that you know where you got to be to talk to somebody. If it's on HF, you know where you're going to get propagation to. You're not going to try to talk to somebody from here, let's say to Indiana on 20 meters. Ain't going to work. That sort of thing. Or if it's on repeaters, you know which repeater you have to use to talk to somebody. That, you know, yeah, that's a little backyard repeater. That's not going to work. Pick this one instead. Set up a good station. Too many hams like to be minimalists. Save that for another day. Save that for when you're an experienced operator, that you know how to do this stuff. Because if you set up a low-powered station or one with a poor antenna, it's a lot more difficult to make contacts. Set up the good station, and then you can turn the power down once you got the contact made. Use the right equipment for the job. So, yeah, a handheld running a half a watt is not the right thing to use if you have a key communications job in something where people may be dying in front of you and you have to ask for help and they go, what did you say? You're breaking up. That's an idea of using the wrong equipment. Teach others to be good operators. If you do that, you will become a good operator. At least I hope. You should be. I hope you're teaching them the right things, certainly. And you practice. You don't just do it and forget about it. You practice. What amateurs bring to the table in all these public service events and emergencies is we do this all the time. Okay, the word amateur comes from the French. It's to love to do something. We love to do this stuff. We do it all the time. I often advise people who like to go sailing, oh, I want to put a radio on the boat. And I say, okay, now that you got your license, that's fine, but you got to get on that radio every single day. Go check into the maritime net or do whatever. Why do I have to do that? It's because you want to be experienced. You want to be able to do that with your eyes closed. When you have a situation where you're in a storm and the mast is down and you're taking on water, that is a hell of a time to go looking for the instruction book. So your basic operating skills, listening, listen carefully for receiving. The information may be critical. Use a good speaker or headphones. So if you're using the speaker in your car radio without an external speaker, that's not a good speaker. That's a piece of garbage. It's like that big around, and it doesn't reproduce sound very well. And unless you're driving like a real high-priced luxury car that's very quiet, or you don't open windows, you're not going to hear anybody. So get yourself a good speaker or use headphones where it is allowed. Okay, you're not supposed to use them while driving. Certain people like law enforcement get upset by that. But if you're not driving or walking, you should be using headphones virtually all the time.
You're listening to the thoughts and observations of longtime contester and public service guru, Mitch Stern, W1SJ, a familiar voice and forum speaker annually at the Dayton Hamvention. We'll continue our first of two excerpts from his 2017 talk in a moment. This is the Rain Report, available 24/7 on therainreport.com and during the week on various shortwave outlets. We'll be right back. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
So in transmitting, you talk in short bursts, not monologues. Save the monologues for, you know, if you become a late night talk show host. Short bursts, one sentence at a time, one thought at a time. Don't use the word and or but. That's a good way to do it. If you keep saying but, don't do that. First of all, if the person at the other end is like me and has an attention span of 3 or 4 milliseconds, they have forgotten what you're going to say. Keep it short and to the point. So you want to say the important information, avoid all else. So in the various public service events and marathons, I tell people, I want to know the who, what, when, where. I don't want to know anything else. I don't want to know what you had for lunch yesterday or any. And people say that sometimes. Just the important stuff. If I need to know more information, I will ask. And then the other part is enunciate. Don't mumble. Slow down when needed, particularly if conditions are poor. Speak slowly and emphasize words. Makes a big difference. How many of you used to listen to shortwave radio years ago with Voice of America, where they used to have broadcasts in special English, where they talk really slow? You think, like, what are these guys, retards? How come they can't? Well, they're talking slow for foreign people who don't know English very well to be able to understand. But you understood every word they were saying. And one of the things that I've noticed is that when you listen to shows on TV or in the movies, and my parents used to always say this. My parents used to say, these people, these actors today, they always mumble. And she was talking about the Godfather movie. And I said, well, not for nothing, but when you're going to get somebody killed, you don't like announce it in your best Shakespearean voice. You kind of say it kind of like under your voice a little bit. But I'm noticing now that I'm kind of getting up in age. I'm watching a movie and I don't understand what the heck they're saying. They're talking too fast. They're mumbling. They're not projecting their voice. Notice when I talk like that, you hear it a lot better. That's what you need to do on the radio. It's not a telephone. Use phonetics on HF. Real, real important. If I say W1SJ on HF, it is a 1 in 3 chance you're going to get it right. You'll either say W1FJ, W1SJ, or W1XJ. And you really cannot hear the difference because the sound quality of single sideband radios that we use cuts off the frequencies that allow us to distinguish between those consonants. But if I say Whiskey 1 Sierra Juliet, remembering to roll the R's if I'm talking to someone who's Latin, because you have to do that, then they know what I'm saying. And if they don't understand that, they just say W1 Sugar Japan or W1 Stupid Jerk, but I don't use that a lot. Think twice before you speak. Have something to say. Okay, if you don't have anything to say, just say, all right, hold on a minute. I'm standing by, you know, whatever. You really don't just ramble on saying, hey, there's a lot of traffic here on Fairgrounds Road. We know this. We've all been stuck in it. Then there's the part called information. Take careful notes when listening. And I mean, if it's a casual cue, so you don't have to do that. But I mean, if you're in it, some sort of event where you're passing information that matters, you want to take notes. Unless you have a memory as sharp as a whip where you can remember everything and then repeat it back. The problem I run into is you have to be able to write legibly. I take plenty of notes. I can't read them. You know, I guess you can use tape recorders or whatever, but that's a little bit hard to do. But you really have to be able to copy information down and give it to people when they need it. All right, so let's have some fun. Things that hams do on the air that drive me insane, and maybe some of you too. People who over-identify. So the FCC only requires us to identify every 10 minutes and at the end of the QSO. You don't even have to identify at the beginning. Someone says, who's that unidentified station? It says, you're not going to know for the next 10 minutes because they don't have to tell you. Of course, it's a bunch of buddies of mine. They know who it is. You know, they're razzing me and I razz them right back. You've heard people on the air. They identify like every minute or every transmission. It makes you insane. Like, shut up already. God, all I hear is your stupid call sign. And then they say, for instance, because, you know, there is a W1X, W1XXX4ID. Now, I have a question. If it's not for ID, what else would it be used for? Anything? I think we've all kind of decided, yeah, it's for ID. So you just W1XXX. All right? And then this is an old thing. You know, there's like 14 people in there and having a roundtable discussion, and they go W1XXX in the group. Well, I think we've figured that out. That is a group. That's one hell of a group. Just give you a call sign. Here's one that I go insane. Now, the abbreviation HI is meant for CW, because try as you may, you cannot laugh with a code key. I've tried it. Can't do it. So instead, you send HI on Morse code. Saying it on phone makes you sound dumb.
Hi, hi.
No, it's ha-ha, not hi-hi. None of this is really important, but I mean, if someone's listening to you, do you want to sound intelligent or do you want to sound weird? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Some people prefer to sound weird, you know, and I guess that's fine. All right, then they say W1XXX on the side. No, the fries are on the side. You are standing by. To use the proper terms here. Then we have 73s. The abbreviation, if you look it up, is 73, singular. 73 singular means best regards. Now, if you say 73s, it really means best regardses. Is that what you want to say? The best one is 73rds. I don't hear that much anymore, thank God. 73rd, you know what 73rds is? 23 and a third. You reduce the fraction. That's what it comes out to be. And then you get the military types. When you ask them a question, they go, negative. 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 Affirmative. It's like no works really good. It's one syllable. Which part of no don't you understand? It's no. Very easy. You don't need the negative. This one is kind of a mixed one. People say, call me on the landline or call me on the twisted pair. Actually, this makes sense now because that means that you're not talking about a cell phone. You actually are talking about a wired phone, which few people have. How many people have a wired phone still? Okay, that proves that you guys are all old buzzards, right? Because when I teach an electricity class and I ask students in the class, how many of you have an actual wired landline phone, and it's like one or two hands out of a class of 10, and that number's been steadily dropping. So when I start talking about plain old telephone service and operators and stuff like that, they look at me like I have three heads. Just say telephone, and we'll leave it to people's imagination as to whether it's wired or not wired. Here's another one I don't hear much about, which I'm relieved. The first personal here is, you ever hear that one? What's wrong with name? One syllable, right? Makes it a lot easier. And we are destinated. Destinated, that's not a verb, not an adverb. I've arrived. We went to the flea market yesterday, and we bought a bunch of stuff, and we did this, and you know, like, the guy is like a widower, and he's like not married and doesn't have a girlfriend, doesn't have kids or anything. This is the only person sitting in the car, and we did this, and we did that. Well, who's the other person? We got a mouse in your pocket? What do you mean by we? It's I. I did this. It's okay to say I. That's, you know, that's not rude. And then people use Q signals on FM. Now, yeah, if you want to talk about a QSL card, fine. But, you know, QSY or, you know, QTH, just use the regular English words. The Q signals are meant for Morse code, not for phone.
And that concludes our first excerpt of two from a 2017 Dayton Hamvention talk by inveterate contester and public service guru Mitch Stern, W1SJ. We'll hear some of his pointers for new hams participating in public service events next time. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2017 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from everyone connected to the Rain Report, the weekly podcast of the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com. Keep on hamming.